Hello, everybody, and welcome back. We've been gone a very long time. Of course, life happened, and then Christmas, woo! And now we're here. And because I really would rather not have this be a YouTuber sob story about how, well, I'm so sorry that we're sorry. However, we do have our own lives too. But anyways, shall we get on with the video? This is ranking and explaining cursed tools in Jujutsu Kaisen. Now, before you go for our throws, yes, we know that Jujutsu Kaisen has ended, and its ending was very good. No spoilers. But we just wanted to do another episode on Jujutsu Kaisen because it's over and, you know, just cool. So we are going to be ranking, explaining cursed tools. Nicholas, why don't you give us the introduction on what a cursed tool is?
All right, so cursed tools are usually weapons embedded with cursed energy. This can be anything from a really cool rock to a sword, a spear, or even a gun, depending on who you ask. Although they are usually embedded with either lots of cursed energy or a technique, it can be either or, and sometimes their only requirement is to work on curses. Of course, we do not know the exact details of creating one, but if a user uses a cursed tool for long enough, embedding it with cursed energy, they can create one.
Now, with that explained, shall we move on to our first cursed tool?
Yeah, it's probably pretty lackluster, but sure.
The first one is a Naginata. That's literally it. It's literally just a Naginata.
Nagitana, I think? Whatever.
No, it's Naginata.
It's a big spear.
Yeah. It's literally just a big spear that usually Japanese people used, or Japan used, to fight in wars back in, like, the 1700s.
A long time ago.
A long time ago, yes. It's a cursed tool.
There's not much to say about it. We do know it works on curses, but it has clearly no technique related to it.
Oh, also, I forgot to mention something. I know it was probably pretty funny that we were doing trash tiers and stuff. We're not going to do that anymore. We're just going to do F to S.
Yeah.
To make it a little more simple for each other. So, what are we rating this?
I think it's just a regular curse tool, so we have to put it in average, C-tier.
C-tier, yeah. It's nothing bad about it, though. I mean, hey, I'd take it if I was
in It's a pretty better. Good curse tool. We know it works really well on curses, but so does every other curse tool.
However, we also have to mention that Maki, the wielder of this weapon, did have a heavenly restriction while using it. So
no, he didn't. Maki only made the heavenly restriction. I'm not sure what arc, but this is not even Jujutsu Kaisen. She used this in Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, Yuta's movie.
Oh, right. Oh, I completely forgot about that. She didn't have
her heavenly restriction only comes with her katana.
Right, because of the dragon bone. Forgot about that. My fault, viewers. But, I mean, it's still just average. Doesn't bring it up or down.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the next is about the same.
So, moving on to a pair of glasses. Yep.
These are Maki's glasses, which allow her to see curses. And again, they have no offensive capabilities, and neither have a technique allowed to them. But, however, if there are more of these glasses, it can theoretically allow more people to kill curses like sorcerers can.
Yes. However, I just, it's not, like, it's just a pair of glasses.
It's not impressive.
It's not impressive, right? You can't just take your glasses off and suddenly they become a giant claymore and you can slash the cursed guy.
And then there's the issue about this. If someone knows your glasses allow you to see curses and you're a cursed tool user, they can break your glasses and boom, suddenly you're blind.
Or, you know, they literally just take them off.
Yeah, they can literally just steal your glasses. Or issue with non-sorcerers fighting is that they have no resistance to curse energy unless they make a restriction.
Yes, that is true. So I would say this is pretty lackluster. Yeah, it allows you to see curses, but it has multiple downsides. Number one, that it's just a pair of glasses that allows you to see curses, so that's not impressive alone. But also, you can just take them off.
They're also completely useless to a normal sorcerer.
That also, because, yeah, let's see.
Yeah.
Let's say
even Yuji could see curses.
Right, because let's say, you know, Gojo takes this pair of glasses. He's just going to wear them and look a little less cool.
Yeah, they're, I mean, yeah. I think we have to, what do we say, C tier?
No, I would say D tier.
Yeah, D tier seems to work for it.
Okay, next, I like this. I like this one a lot.
It's Miguel's Black Rope, which it allows you to disrupt other curse techniques, but there are a few issues with it. A, while it can disrupt any curse technique, including Infinity, allowing Miguel to bypass Infinity and other curse techniques, of course, has issues. Because it is not the best, even though it took him, in words, several hundred years for his clan to make, the more the rope is used, it burns away. So, like, you use it in battle, the rope burns away slowly.
Right, and also there's the issue with it's just a rope, so it's not going to be that effective in a battle. Unless it's literally Gojo.
Like, yeah, it has no use for most enemies. Not to mention, like, there's another thing on this tier list which is way better and can do the exact same thing.
Correct. But also, so it's just confusing. Unless the person is, like, chained, why would you want to, like, try and attack people with ropes? Like, no, I get. If you are skilled with this rope, it can be a pretty powerful weapon. However, if, like, it's a rope. What more do I need
unless
to say?
Unless you're really skilled with, like, ropes specifically, and you're fine with it subtly disappearing as you use it, then it's terrible. I mean, it's good, but you're only going to be able to use it for a minute at most against Gojo.
Yeah. And also, speaking of Gojo, he's the only enemy you can ever use it on. Anyway, what are we putting this in?
Considering it has a disruption technique, it is a lot better than a lot of them, but that burning away thing means it can be destroyed very easily. I'd say it is a B minus.
B minus? Okay, B minus. That sounds good.
That's only because it can disrupt other techniques.
Yeah, it's not. It's just terrible. Slaughter Demon.
Slaughter Demon is actually pretty decent.
It's decently, yeah.
It's basically a big knife. It has no technique related to it, and it's just a normal, it's a pretty effective curse tool, but it's still a normal one.
See, however, I think this actually could be powerful in combat, because it's really fat. Like, fat, not fat. It's really fast, and that speed could give you a massive advantage, because, like, unless you're using fists, you're probably not going to be faster than this really small knife.
Not to mention, it also is incredibly sharp. It can cut curses pretty easily, although we don't really know how strong that is because it got destroyed by the Finger Bearer.
Yeah, however, it being destroyed by the Finger Bearer gives us a little, like, a nod that this weapon is not the best curse tool, because apparently it...
Wait, you have to keep in mind, the Finger Bearer is considered special grade, meaning it is way above most sorcerers.
Yes, I know, but still, if it broke that easily, I don't think... Like, I don't think it's that powerful.
It should have a little more resistance. I think it's a little above an average curse tool, and it has some potential to it, so I say it should be, like, B tier.
B tier, yeah, that's what I was about to say. All right, now for maybe the worst curse tool in the game. Or not in the game. Sorry.
No, there's a lot of worse ones.
Okay, yeah, but what is this?
It's Nanami's sword.
Nanami's weird looking blunt sword.
We're gonna call it the Ratio Blade just to make it sound a little cooler.
Now, it's called the Ratio Blade for a reason. Because it's only useful with ratio. It's literally...
Actually, do you mind if I cut in?
Sure.
The second user of this, which after Nanami died, yeah, he died, amen, whatever I meant to say, Nanami, because Nanami used it so much with his ratio technique, it actually does increase the power of your strikes a bit. So it is massively stronger than regular curse tool.
However, I'm also going to cut in with that a little bit and say, I would just say that regularly, if we're not talking about Nanami imbuing his weird stuff, like, if this is just a regular curse tool, this is trash.
It's not a regular curse tool. I mean, that thing, because it belonged to Nanami, that's a part of the curse tool. It's stronger.
Yeah.
So, I think it's at the very least B tier.
Yeah.
Because
is it better than the Slaughter Demon, though?
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit.
I think it's on level with the Slaughter Demon, so I'd say B tier.
B tier. Yeah, okay.
B tier.
Okay.
The design just kind of throws me off.
Do you know what this next weapon is called?
It has no name, and it's another nameless Naginata. It's just a spear, except the blade is black, similar to another blade on this tier list.
Yep.
Although it does have a huge downside. The blade is the only part of it that's the curse tool, so you can't hit him with the staff.
No, you can't.
That brings it immediately down to D tier.
Oh, I hate this. Oh, that's...
Not to mention, because the staff is just a regular thing, a curse can easily break it. So, that's worse.
Also, by the way, guys, if we're wrong about any of this, just, like...
We're getting our information from the wiki and from what we've seen, so we are not too much to blame for this.
Anyway, continue.
So, yeah, it's literally just a regular curse tool, minus the fact that it's extra breakable.
Yep. Anyways.
Is it F tier?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a regular curse tool, except its staff is not. So, F.
F tier. It's just awful. Okay.
Maki's black blade, whatever thingy, staff, bad.
Next up is Maki's thing. Okay, so this is... just Miwa? Do you know if anybody...
Yeah, this is Miwa's katana. I know what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miwa's katana. Does it belong to Maki now, or does it belong to Miwa?
Oh, it got stolen.
Okay, yeah.
Maki beat up Miwa and stole her katana. But there is a good thing about this.
That is what I thought.
Yeah, the katana, while it's not as... How do I say this? Okay. The katana started off as a normal katana, yes. Though it was slowly made a curse tool due to Miwa's cursed energy.
You mean Maki's cursed energy?
No, I mean Miwa. Maki doesn't have...
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Did I actually just say that?
Anyway.
We need to... Okay, this is terrible.
What?
I'll just cut that part out.
Anyway, so her katana is... Air katana is basically as normal as any other curse tool, although the katana might have a proficiency when it comes to simple domain, so keep that in mind.
Wait, why would I have a proficiency in simple domain?
Because Miwa's thing is simple domain.
Right. Okay.
She used it in tandem with the sword a lot, so keep that in mind. But I still think it works as a regular sword because people rarely ever have simple domain.
But it's not a bad sword by any means. It's just a curse tool.
Yeah.
Sword. So a C tier.
I think it's C plus because that possible efficiency with domain, civil domain.
I don't think so.
Okay, let's say C tier.
Okay. Okay, next we have an electric guitar.
It's Gaku Ganji's electric guitar, which he used it in tandem with his sound technique.
Now, I might be wrong about this, but without the sound technique, isn't this, like, just a regular guitar?
Yeah, 100% useless.
Yes, okay, that's what I thought. So, F tier. Can we just move on?
I don't even think it's a cursed tool. I think it's just a regular guitar that he uses.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. This is terrible.
So, it's hardly even a cursed tool, so I'm going to say F tier.
Yeah, to the max. There's
only one way to use it, and that's with his specific sound amplification technique.
Okay, anyway, moving on to a cool one. Haruta Shigemo's weird...
It's a hand sword.
Sword. Yeah, it's...
It's a regular sword, except the handle is a literal hand.
Yeah.
I keep in mind, this hand is sentient. It can...
Move
it can't talk, it can't converse, but it know it can hear and knows where it is, and it knows where its user is.
Wait, no, Nicholas. I'm pretty sure this sword has walked around before.
Oh, yeah, no, it can.
Yeah.
This sword can also levitate.
Yes, so I believe it can attack on opponent four.
Yeah, it can attack by itself.
Yeah.
It has a completely separate mind from its user.
So I would say this is our first A tier, because this is just, it. Like, let's say Sukuna had this. It's just another sword. I mean, it wouldn't be as powerful with Sukuna, but, like, it's just a sword that has a... So let's say I had this sword. I'd launch it on the ground and I'd have it attack the opponent while I hit him with, like... I'm starting to hit him in the face with my roundhouse punches while my sword slices open their stomach. Like, this is just overall a good weapon.
So. Anyway, so... It's a pretty good weapon, and if possible... No, hold on, what am I trying to say? So, judging by the pure, like, most sorcerers aren't on special grade level, not Yuji level, not Megami level. So this is actually a really good sword for their power level, and it can be very helpful. Although, there are a few questions I have to ask, and they might change the ranking a lot. First of all, just because you're the owner of the sword, does the sword like you? Will it try to run away? And if it does, can I get it to come back?
Because, let's just rate it A tier and move on.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask any more questions. A tier.
It's a... I mean, I like it. It's cool. I mean, I would say it's pretty handy. Don't you agree?
I hate you. Anyway, so let's move on to an actually very interesting sword.
Oh. The Jet Black.
Yep. It's the Jet Black sword that Megumi used. Basically, it is it's a pretty normal katana. No, not katana. It's closer to a scimitar. The blade is completely black, basically armament hacky. But this sword is actually stated to be better than a regular cursed tool because it is stated to be better than Miwa's katana.
I do have a question for you.
Yep.
Does it being jet black, like, make it, like, is it,
no,
like,
a... No, we don't, a lot of swords have different colors, especially when it comes to Jujutsu Kaisen, like Maki's staff sword, I mean, spear.
Yeah.
So, okay. I think the thing might just be related to a curse technique.
Like his shadows. Okay, that makes sense.
I think it's probably just black because it's been in his shadows for a long time.
I mean, it's a B tier. B plus, even.
Yeah, I think it's a B plus.
Actually,
because
B tier,
it's
because...
better than a lot of regular curse tools. I'd say B or B plus.
See, I would say B because if it got destroyed in the Finger Bearer battle along with Slaughter Demon, that means it's in the power level of Slaughter Demon.
Again, you have to consider the Finger Bearer is special grade.
Well, yeah, but it got broken at the same time as the Slaughter Demon when we ranked the Slaughter Demon B.
Fair enough. I think it's B plus because it's been stated to be better than another curse tool.
Okay, fine.
Okay, B plus. And Alrighty. On to next an actually very interesting one.
Up is... Oh, we get to talk... Oh my gosh, we get to talk about the Playful Cloud. Okay, Playful Cloud. It's not imbued with a curse technique. It's
now, that is a lie. I can guarantee you that. The wiki may be right on most days, but this is not one of those days. The Playful Cloud actually does have a technique, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because Ghetto used it. Ghetto is not known for any physical capabilities, and it would be completely weak in the hands of someone like him, who does not even know how to use it. Which is why I say, and I know, because a lot of other people say this as well, the Playful Cloud, which is a special grade, is imbued with...
No, Kenjaku used it, not Ghetto.
No, Kenjaku never used it. Ghetto in Jujutsu Kaisen Zero used it.
Right. Yeah, against Yuta. Forgot about that.
Yeah. So the Playful Cloud is imbued with a curse technique that increases its user's strength dramatically so.
Yes. So basically, what this is supposed to say is imbued with a curse technique that allows pure destructive power that reflects the user's physical strength.
It is incredibly strong. And if it wasn't imbued with anything, then it would not be a special grade.
Yes, but this is really good.
Yeah, it is really good. It's a 3-section staff, which means it can be difficult to use, but it can also be made more deadly by sharpening the ends, which was actually done.
What are we rating this, though?
Well, obviously, I'm going to say A+. It's not quite on the S tier.
Yeah, A+.
It's definitely a high A tier.
Ah, dang it, my thing keeps lagging out. It's really annoying. Okay, just because I know the next one is Split Soul, at least I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so Split Soul. Split Soul is really powerful.
Do you want me to explain it?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So, basically, out of all Jujutsu Kaisen, there is one thing that is basically broken. It is attacking someone's soul. Only very few people can do it, including Yuji, this sword, and the disaster curse. I forgot his name.
Jogo?
No.
Mahito.
The Split Soul Katana allows you to cut through any sort of resistance and... quote-unquote, slice into the soul of a person or object. I'm not sure if it actually means that literally, but we do know it's only the best when... Okay, it's only at its strongest when someone who is capable of, like, perceiving souls is using it. Basically, if you can see souls, you can use this to its full potential.
Okay.
Now, there is... Technically, unless Gojo didn't destroy the first one, there might be two. Because Mai sacrificed her life to create the same one. Yeah, there's two.
Hmm. Okay. What are we rating this?
I think because A, it cuts through all sorts of armor and resistances, it should definitely be super high.
A+?
Yeah. Okay. It's definitely on the level of Playful Cloud.
And here we go.
The definite S tier of this tier list.
Can I explain this one?
Yeah, feel free.
The Inverted Spear of Heaven. It is very weirdly shaped, and it has an incredibly good special effect. It allows you to bypass any curse technique. So, give the... best example I can think of right now is Gojo. Gojo has his limitless technique where you can't touch him. Not at least if you don't have this thing. If you have this thing, you could just stab him. Just straight up. Like, just go through his infinity and just stab him.
Not to mention, this doesn't only work on Gojo's limitless technique, because this thing is also basically indestructible. It's gone through a red, it's gone through a purple, probably. And it is still whole.
Yes. It can derive practically anything. And not to mention, it is incredibly small. So the amount of agility you can have with this weapon is insane.
It's also incredibly light, as we can guess, because when Toji pops this thing out, he goes supersonic speeds.
Right, so yeah.
Yeah, this thing, if it nullifies all curse techniques, this thing is also tremendously powerful.
This is S tier.
Yeah, it can go through any technique. It can go through literally anything to stab its opponent, and it is quite lethal because it is incredibly sharp.
So that's an S tier for to the max. All right, well, now.
Yeah.
Now, the Chain of 1,000 Miles. Isn't this an extension of the Inverted Spear?
It's not an extension. It is a different one, but is often used with the Inverted Spear.
Okay, that's what I figured. So basically,
the Chain of 1,000 Miles.
No. Yeah. Let me take this one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Chain of 1,000 Miles is a chain. If you can't see the end of it, it doesn't have an end. So if, basically, you throw it, it goes on forever. Unless you can see the end.
As long as you conceal one half or one end of the Chain of 1,000 Miles, it will extend infinitely.
And you could probably guess why that's very powerful. However, if you don't have the Inverted Spear of Heaven, it's kind of just a chain.
Well, you have to consider something. If this thing can go on forever, a technique, for example, like some sort of telekinesis technique, or a technique that allows you to alter matter, could easily make use of this to its full potential.
So, like Yuki?
Actually. Because she could probably make, like, the end of the chain super thick and strong and just, like, shatter the jaw of the opponent when she throws at it.
But if we're not talking about mass-altering techniques, I'm gonna have to give the Chain of 1,000 Miles a solid B tier.
It's B by itself, but when given to another technique that can fully use it, it can definitely be way past B.
Okay, next up is... Oh... I'm pretty sure this is called the Ravenous Axe.
Yeah, it is May's Axe, although we've never actually seen its full name, I believe.
It's amazing. It's just an axe, I'm pretty sure.
It's literally just an axe.
Yeah. So it's an axe. So are you guys ready? It is an axe with cursed energy. Oh, my gosh, it's just S tier.
Okay, yeah, no, but, it's C tier.
Yeah, being serious, it's definitely C tier. Especially if you're not, you know what, we need to bump this down to D tier.
Why?
It's a giant battle axe. If you're
if you're not strong enough, you can't even use this. Not to mention, the user is Mei, so more likely than not, she didn't imbue her technique into it because her technique allows her to control crows.
Yep. So this is D tier. All right, next up, it's Nanako's cell phone.
Which is a regular cell phone.
Except with a camera. Oh, never mind. It is a regular technique, or regular phone.
She only uses it in tandem with her curse technique because it requires a cell phone. So this is not a curse tool.
At all. It's
just like the guitar. It might be a curse tool. But it's not. The only really good thing about it is it can probably capture pictures of curses.
Yeah, this is also... Is this F tier or D tier?
I think this is F tier because the only thing it can do is capture pictures of curses.
Oh boy, we have a big one next!
Which is the entirety of our basis of positive energy.
Mora, the Sword of Extermination. Its special effect is that it's imbued with positive cursed energy, making it basically the entire, like, the best counter to curses.
So, essentially, positive energy is the exact opposite of cursed energy, because it nullifies the other.
And
incredibly, though.
And that makes it to where curses Don't they kind of die instantly from
it? Oh, yeah, they basically die instantly.
Yes.
Sukuna said it himself before the creators thought that, oh, no, he should definitely be a sorcerer. I would die if that sword had touched me and I was not in Yuji's body.
Yeah. So I would say this sword is very powerful, especially in the hands of a Shikigami a person that is a sorcerer, or a person that wields the Ten Shadows that is a sorcerer. If it's wielded by a sorcerer, it's powerful.
There's a thing about it, though. It does have its drawbacks.
Yes.
Example A, it is bound to Mahoraga's arm, so unless you tear that off, you won't be able to access it.
Yes.
B, it is giant. Like, it is massive. Bigger than Sukuna's whole arm. So, you're going to have to figure out how to hold that.
However, like we said, that's not really a drawback, because it's stuck to Mahoraga's arm anyway.
Yeah, in the hands of Mahoraga, this is gigantically overpowered.
Actually, I think this is another S tier.
I think this is an S tier just because we know so little about positive cursed energy. For all we know, this could give it a similar effect to the inverted spear of heaven.
Imagine you could just stab your friends and then just heal them instantly.
Well, you can't make use of the positive cursed energy. It's just like an imbuement.
No, I know, but it would be funny. Okay, anyway. Yeah. The Dragon Bone, take this away.
Okay, the Dragon Bone is Maki's current katana, if I'm correct. It allows the user, it accumulates force and cursed energy and allows you to eject them, according to the user's will, to literally just boost into your opponent's skull or something.
Yes.
Basically, imagine that imagine that thing Rengoku.
Imagine Conqueror's Haki.
Conqueror's Haki, Armament Haki.
Because just its power is based on, I believe, the user's will.
No, it is not.
No. Okay.
It's just like that.
Alrighty.
It just has the ability to massively increase its speed and power by just firing its little jets.
Okay. It's a good wave blade, A tier.
Hold on. Gotta keep in mind, this is the finest cursed tool the guy who makes most cursed tools has ever made.
A tier.
Yeah, A tier.
Okay. Wait, this isn't the... Where's the Executioner's Sword?
The Executioner's Sword does not count.
Oh. Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. It is entirely just a cursed energy. It's just made of cursed energy. It's not a real sword.
Fine. Okay.
But this is... I mean, it might not even be on here. We can talk about it, though.
Yeah, I'd want to.
First, we should talk about Higuruma's cursed tool that comes with his curse technique.
Yes. So, this is basically a manipulative hammer. You can manipulate it into different sizes, shapes, or...
And it can also change its proportions to be completely different. For example, you can change its proportions to be similar to a battle hammer, a hook, a staff, a giant mallet. Here's the thing about it. The user can make it disappear and reappear at will, and basically, because of that, you can switch it between your hands, and it seems to have no weight.
So, pretty
good.
There
is only one downside.
Yeah.
It is Higuruma's technique that conjures this weapon, so only he can use it, and only someone with his cursed technique will ever be able to use it.
Yes, so that's...
But if we're basing it off of the strength of cursed tool alone, I think this is easily, like, on the level of special grades.
Yeah, I mean, I would say this is probably an A tier.
I think it's A plus because... Okay. Is it on the level of Playful Cloud?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's A plus.
Okay.
So at the end of all these few more curse tools. We'll be talking about the ones that they did not include. Anyway, let's continue.
Alrighty. So, this is Megumi's new weapon. Are you ready? He really upgraded. It is a double-edged sword. That's it.
I think it's a short sword. It's not even that much.
Yep, it is terrible. It's awful.
Yeah, it has nothing to it.
It's just a double-edged sword. And also, double-edged swords are normally worse than regular swords, because you have the more likely chance of killing yourselves with them.
Yeah, not to mention, like, if someone pushes back your blade while you're in a clash, that can hurt you.
Yeah, they could just, like, stab you.
Yeah, so this is a regular curse tool. C tier.
D tier.
Well, it's just, like, on the level of regular, so...
Okay, fine, we'll rank
it. I say this is about the same as Maki's spears.
Maybe, yeah.
C tier, hooray!
Okay!
Now, an actually really good one.
Take it away.
This is the Festering Life Sword. I don't know where it comes from, but I know it's wielded by this cool bug guy. And it is said to mix life and death. It can shoot little projectiles out of it that infect the target upon impact. After being hit, the victim will have insect-like curses spawn from that injury. And it has the same effect if it directly cuts them. Now, it is a similar shape to Nanami's Ratio Blade, but it's pretty normal for... But that is a really strong effect if you're a curse.
Yeah.
Because if you're on the same side as the curses that spring from this thing, you can easily cause havoc with it.
Yes.
What do you think? Really, is this on the level?
Is this on the level of what?
Is this on the level of, like, the special grades?
No.
Yeah, I think it's, like, a little lower. Should it be, like, B+? A minus?
A minus.
Alrighty! It's up there strong.
Alrighty! This is Sukuna's cursed tool. And
Kamutoke.
It's Kamutoke, and it allows you to lightning bolts.
Ka-chow.
I mean, lightning bolts.
We know literally nothing else.
But, I mean, that's actually pretty powerful, though.
Yeah, so it basically allows you to add a little something to your curse technique.
Yeah, so Sukuna can shoot cuts, fire, lightning. No, what's next? Water?
Anyway, so yeah, it's basically a regular curse tool, except it has a really cool special effect. I think, similar to the Festering Life Sword, it should be A-.
I think it should be A. I think its effect is better.
Okay,
You can literally rain down lightning.
Yeah, but it does rely on your cursed energy.
I mean, yeah. Just
anyway,
an extension of his...
So, let's talk about the ones that they never talked about.
Executioner Sword. Now, this is, if you win your court case, the most powerful...
Hold on. Do you mind if I give them a little recap on Higurum's technique?
Oh, yes.
So, his technique allows him... what was it called again? Let's call it Judge Man, because that's the name of the Shikigami.
Judge Man. Yeah.
Okay. It gives him, of course, his gavel, which he can alter at will, and the ability to conjure his domain. His domain, very especially, is the strongest part of his technique because it places you in a court case. If you lose that court case, that you will have your technique either... One of three things can happen depending on what the jury thinks in the domain. If they think you are certainly guilty and deserve the death punishment or death sentence, Higurumi will gain the executioner sword. It will just be cursed technique or cursed energy confiscation if you don't have a cursed technique, if you're simply guilty. If you're not guilty, nothing happens and the domain ends.
Okay. Now, the executioner sword, if you win, is the most powerful cursed tool, kind of.
It can one-shot anybody.
You just slice them once and they're dead.
Not to mention, because it is made of cursed energy, it is also probably immune to effects like Infinity.
Also, that was literally their only option for defeating Sukuna. I mean, it failed, but it was basically their only hope.
Yeah, because it is literally a one-shot. Now, there's other cursed, so I think this is definitely S+.
We don't do S pluses down here. We only do S.
Okay, fine. S.
But you were going to say something.
So there are other cursed, tools that they managed to forget somehow, even though they remembered the Festering Life Sword.
Okay, like.
So here's a few. First of all, Kashimo's staff.
Oh.
That is definitely a curse tool. It even has a name. I forgot what it was. But anyway, so Kashimo's staff, it's probably imbued with a little bit of his lightning technique, so I'd simply say B+.
Okay.
Then we have Sukuna's ever-mysterious trident. In the first image we see in the manga of Sukuna, we see that, well, besides his transformation, it's the first image of his Hinera form. We see him wielding Kamutoke and a trident. Now, we know literally nothing about this trident, although we do know it has to be a curse tool for Sukuna ever to use it.
And also, considering that he basically has all the powers, I like to think that it has the water ability.
Which would actually make sense, considering it is a trident.
What's next? Earth?
Probably.
Just after the last airbender out here. What's next? Air? Okay, anyway, I should probably, stop.
So, I'm just gonna say, because Sukuna used it, we should probably rate it the same thing as Kamutoke. What did we rate that, A tier?
Yeah, we did, but I don't think... I think we should rate it B tier because we have no idea what it even does.
Yeah, we have no idea what it does, but because Sukuna used it, it had to have a useful effect. So, yeah, B tier.
Is that it? Or do you have another one?
I think there's... I have a feeling there's one more that we're forgetting.
Not a big deal.
If there's a lot of them, then we can probably make a different episode.
Now,
that was the wrong time looking.
To address the giant elephant in the manga. Literally. Well, there is an elephant in the manga. We're not talking about that. We're talking about One Piece's problem.
Yeah, we're just going to quickly go over a few things because this is a front.
So One Piece has a massive problem in which... it still has not ended. Now, you guys might be wondering, how is that a problem? We get more content. More content is not necessary. We all have been waiting 1,000 and like 100 and something chapters to see what the One Piece is and see what all goes down. And we haven't even seen what Emu looks like yet.
You mind if I take over?
Yes.
As a diehard One Piece fan, I gotta say I'm disappointed with how the episodes are now. They're not Luffy. It feels like how Goku felt in Dragon Ball Super. It's not the same guy. It's just different. I don't like it, to be honest. Again, I'm a diehard One Piece fan. I love it since the day I first saw it. It is awesome. Even the first episode's awesome, kind of. Which is not what I can say for a lot of different things. A lot of different shows.
Also, can I mention something?
Absolutely.
I like to say that Luffy, with his Gear 5 transformation, has become just too powerful. Like, he can defeat any enemy that he crosses. Like, it doesn't even feel like watching the fights are fun anymore because we know that he's just gonna bounce around. Yeah! Woo! This is so fun getting wailed on. Like, it's not fun. Like, that. There's no Luffy energy anymore. He's not like, alright, I gotta beat this guy. He's just laughing the whole time.
He doesn't need to get serious. I mean, he's not even acting like Saitama with his superpower. He's just too goofy. And I know I sound like a huge hypocrite. I'm watching One Piece. But it's not in a good way. course, the original one where he had Arabic, like, floating in the air that said, I love macaroni, I love that. It was perfect. But it's severely outran its course, and One Piece needs to end soon, or else its player base is not going to be too happy about it. I know the creator's probably not happy about hearing that, but it's just something I have to say.
And I want to know what the One Piece is, but my interest in knowing has died a lot because I'm just sick of waiting. Like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, I just... Okay. Now, can we... What was something else we had to talk about?
That was it.
I believe there was something else that I kept mentioning.
Huh. Oh, right. Was it about our schedule?
Oh, yeah, schedule. We might as well explain it from both of our perspectives.
So, we've been gone for a while. And because we've been gone for a while, we don't want to come back and make the same mistakes. So, we are going to have an actual schedule because I basically don't have much to do right now. Yeah. Podcast, 3 or 4 times a week. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday if we have time.
We'll try our best, but we cannot guarantee anything because I have school, and so does he.
But we will be promising higher quality content. At least we will try to promise higher quality content.
Although we might be scraping the bottom of the barrel here, we'll try our best to scrape that barrel dry.
It's already dry.
I don't care.
Actually, though, if you would just start watching Dantadon, we'd have another anime to talk about. But
well,
that's okay.
I'm sorry. I have my own restrictions there.
But yeah, I'll start talking about Dantadon without Nicholas or with him to catch him up.
Cool.
But we're going to be making the same content. However, eventually we are going to run out of stuff to do because there's not much you can do with Naruto, One Piece, well, not really One Piece, but Naruto, Dragon Ball, and Jujutsu Kaisen when...
Oh, I just remembered what else we were going to talk
about. They've
already
ended. Okay, what is that?
Daima.
Oh.
Yeah, you mind if I take this one over too?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, as much as I love One Piece, I'm also a huge Dragon Ball fan, especially of the Abridged series. Dragon Ball Z Abridged was awesome. Watched every episode of it, loved every episode. But, of course, there's issues. As great as Dragon Ball was, it's been just declining. It's been declining ever since the Buu saga. Because, after that, GT, which is my favorite continuation, there was also, long after that, Dragon Ball Super, which I liked. The Tournament of Power was great, and UI was great. Or just UI at that point. But, of course, things took a decline when superheroes arrived and Beast Gohan. Didn't like that. Eventually, it didn't feel like Dragon Ball anymore. And Daima does not help that for me. It just feels like a continuation. Like it reminds me of how they're continuing SpongeBob. I don't think it's the same guy anymore at this point. I don't enjoy it anymore.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about this stuff, though. So we just have to...
I love Akira Toriyama's work.
We just have to hope that new stuff comes out. Like, I hope... Like, we're gonna have some super good stuff to talk about. We're gonna be able to talk about Season 5 of Demon Slayer. We're gonna be able to talk about Dantadon, if you ever get to watch it. Mm. We're gonna be able to get to talk about, I don't know, a bunch of great stuff that's coming from this year.
Hopefully.
And I think that's going to be good.
Well, I guess you want to do the outro?
Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm not going to ask you to do anything today because, well, we've been gone for so long that I don't think I should do that. But I will see you guys on Tuesday. Peace out.